All right, Eli Tomac, last interview of the night. Hey, Anaheim 1 winner, finally. Yeah. Nice work. That had to feel awesome for you.
It was awesome, man. 10 years, 10 tries in the 450 class to get her done. Yep. So, man, crazy night overall, crazy main event. You know, did some battling with Justin early in the race there. Got to lead, thought that everything was all good, all groovy. And then went up the tunnel jump, pushed my front end.
Had really a dorky crash for you.
Yeah. Weird crash, right? Just funky. And then was like praying not to get hit. Kind of hung out to the left of there and then got back on my bike and bars were straight, clutch was straight. I'm like, no way, this is good. I mean, and at that point in time, I wasn't really like anaerobic or anything. So I was able to get up and get going again, you know. Race, the front of the race wasn't too far away. That was another thing I couldn't believe is the front of the pack wasn't like completely gone.
Yeah.
And it was a track where it was like you could either make a lot of time or lose a lot of time.
I thought your fitness, as usual, came into play. Some dudes look really tired out there because of the track, I think, and it just wore you out, and I think you really took advantage of that.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not feeling comfy in this condition or if you're not whatever in the right groove, it'll just eat you up. And if you get tight, it's over in that condition.
You tense up, you cross route, you tense up, and then
it gets worse. It gets worse.
It was a really good ride. It's amazing you haven't won Anaheim 1, but I was telling you before I hit record that I didn't think you looked amazing in practice. Like, you looked good, and then you were second. And I'm like, this could be a good night for him because this track sucks, and he's second.
Yeah, and probably I was really conservative because I was just honestly kind of, I don't want to say scared, but just riding conservative because how sketchy the transitions were. And I'm like, I don't need to take any risk right now. I'm around top three. I don't need to be going out of my mind, you know?
Yeah. And I thought the 4-3s and alongside the third baseline, a lot of guys hit and miss. I thought you maybe I missed it, but I thought you got it most of the night.
Most of the night, I think I missed it twice, for sure once. But that thing was insane. Leading up to that ramp was a massive pothole. I mean, we were down to the gravel base basically, and then you try to get out of the line, and there was a massive kicker. So then you end up just having to go through the other massive pothole. There was nothing you could do, and you could see. It was eating guys up all night, both those long rhythm lanes.
So I was saying you might leave Anaheim 1 and be like, we're not where we need to be with the bike. We got more work to do because you got a little bit of a lay start on it. We know you set up some really important to you. So where are we at, even though we got the win?
Wait, I am stoked.
Okay.
I'm stoked.
Okay. Yeah. You got work to do.
Right now, I'm not. Normally, I'm like leaving here freaking out, banging my head against the wall. It's not the case at all this time. My body was good, bike was good, balance was good. For sure the best start for me.
Really good. All right, thanks, man.
Yep, thanks.